And now, Elite News.
Elite. Did you guys hear D-Hop? He got that bag. Finally.
Give me that money.
He got that money. He got a extension there. So now it's a 5-year deal. He got $42.5 million guaranteed.
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole deal supposedly is worth $94 million, but we know everything is not guaranteed in football. But, hey, listen, love the numbers. Happy for the guy. I think he's well-deserving. I think he's, although we think about him as a high wide receiver, you know, the top five, top three, in my opinion, I don't think he gets as much attention, so I'm glad to definitely hear he got his money. And this one surprised me a little bit. Kareem Hunt, talk about a turnaround. Right. You know, he started off really well with Kansas City. And then went in, you know, had his situation off the field, got signed by Cleveland, took the backup role, had missed some games, was suspended. Mm-hmm. Now gets a 2-year extension, $13.2 million. So yeah, he's gonna be there for a little bit longer now. So that's a good thing. He got his bag. So
he must be showing some good things,
right? For them to do that, you're talking about with all that's going on. He had to have shown some really good things. I'm thinking on the practice field so far, good things for those owners for sure.
Mama, I'll keep the lights on forever with that money. Oh, it's back, y'all.
Yeah, kickoff week. Let's go. Can you believe it? It feels so nice. Thursday. Football.
The 2020 season. Here we are.
Yeah, we got a great one. Houston Texans versus their Super Bowl defending champs, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. So the first time we got actually get to see players on the field, that's what I'm most excited about, right? You know,
definitely.
That's what we were robbed of this offseason. We didn't have any preseason games. We didn't actually really get to see any, some of us who may go in person to like training camp, so even seeing some training camp footage, a lot of that was really limited with all that's actually going on. So the first time to see these guys in uniforms is definitely going to be different with no crowds, but I'm excited.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Same here.
Yeah, so we already know star-studded event, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, you know, must starts. I like what they both bring to this game this year.
They bring kind of the same package too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how about that? Yes. Yeah, yeah. They both got that dual effect where they can run the ball and pass the ball. Absolutely. Patrick Mahomes, can he do it all again? Will he stay the number one quarterback again this year?
Should be able to.
I think so.
He got a good run for it. But you can't leave out Mr. Watson. You can't leave out him either. You know what I mean? He can rumble with the best too. He puts on a good show, especially on Thursday and Monday nights. Like, I love watching him.
How about that? I do still remember that game where he just started taking off running. He was stinking it up the first half, and then he started putting together. He started using his legs. You're absolutely right. He does show out. It seems like in those prime time shows, where, you know, it's just him on the stage. I expect a great showing. I think it's going to be actually a great game altogether. I'm excited to actually see that. I'm interested to see how does the Texans look. No more D-Hop anymore.
Right.
When you talk about, you know, they have some wide receivers. They still got a lot that I like with Fuller, Cooks, and Cobb.
Right.
And then on the other side is no slouch. When you talk about Kansas City, you're talking about, yeah, you know, we know Hill and Spicer, what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Right. He's throwing the deuces every time. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about Sammy Watkins. You know what he's going to do. Speed also. Mm-hmm. And then Hartman, it looks like he's going to be the next one up. I like a lot what that brings. In my opinion, this game, I would probably sit Cobb if I had to pick anyone.
Yeah.
That's probably who I would actually sit. But I think Fuller, you know, this is a chance, right? He's going to be stepping into a great situation here. Is he ready to be a wide receiver one though for the team?
I really hope it's not a Juju situation, man.
Right. Yeah. I was just about to say it reminds me of something.
Yeah. I think he's capable of it. I mean, you know, due to injuries a whole lot, he wasn't able to kind of stay on the field and, you know, his game grow and develop the way it was supposed to. So
right, because he showed so many flashes.
Yeah,
right.
He was getting off.
Yeah, so hopefully if he could just stay healthy, I think he could put a nice little career together. I think he should be all right.
I agree with you 100%. Can he stay healthy? If he can stay healthy, yes. Yeah. He will actually bring so much to the field, and you know, I'm going to be excited to see. But I think Brandon Cooks is also, if he doesn't step up, I think Brandon Cooks can be an excellent deep threat for Watson. Yeah. He's been moved around, you know, like we talked about previously. He's been moved around to a couple of different teams, right? Yeah. He hasn't quite caught on to a team that found his home, per se. But, you know, I like this opportunity for him, too. And I do like Cobb's overall for the season. I just think in this matchup, I don't like it as much. But then the feature matchup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about those running backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got this old face.
What about those running backs?
Yeah, we got those. We got an old face in a new place with David Johnson,
DJ.
Right?
Yeah.
He, you know, he's no longer with the Cardinals. He's actually with the Houston Texans. And what does that look like with him and Deshaun as far as him being able to get back? Does he get back to the old David Johnson form from about 3 years ago?
Right.
You know, what does that actually look like? I can't wait to see, because this is what we talked about. We haven't seen anything yet. So I can't wait to see what that looks like for the first time. And then we got a rookie making a debut.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr.
listen.
Mr. Clyde.
Clyde mm-hmm. Edwards. Hello. Like, listen, I think he's going to be a stud. I do have concerns possibly early on in the season as far as him getting on the field, is consistently giving you the production. I just think that he may be a little slow out the gates, and he may have a little bit of, you know, committee-type situation with Williams. But I think as the season goes on, he's going to round into form. And I know that was a great pick that my man O actually made some moves in RSO to actually go and get him moved up to the first overall pick in that rookie draft. To actually get him. So, you know, I think that, you know, the production you have on a 4-year deal, in my opinion, I think is definitely going to pay off. I do expect some, you know, this year, because of the crazy offseason, not having the preseason games, I think some things like that is actually going to, I talked about before, kind of affect a lot of rookies. So I think he'll be a little slow, may have a little bit of competition with Williams, but I definitely do like his debut. I can't wait to see what it looks like. I can't wait to see what he looks like with that explosive offense, right? We know that our offense don't have to get up and down the field. I think they're going to put him in advantageous situations, because a lot of times they're going to get inside the 20, right? And so, you know, hopefully you would think, as far as a running back, hey, you get me inside 20, I should be able to get it over, you know, across that goal line, or maybe even inside the 5. I think he'd get a lot of those opportunities. He's been a talked about commodity for a lot of different leagues this year. I think he was drafted even in our redraft league. Gee, I think he went like the first round, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah but he, I mean, it's a lot of buzz around him. You know,
yeah,
Kansas
it's a
City
lot.
They had that hole to fill. But I think the young buck, he definitely going to show out. I think he going to surprise a lot of people and be a lot better than what they expect. And it doesn't hurt to be on a championship team.
A great situation to come into. You kidding me?
So you know, and just having that Andy Reid effect, you know, he's going to definitely give him a bunch of different looks. So, you know, you can't.
Exactly. And that West Coast offense, you're absolutely right. I can't agree with that 100% more. So, like I said, I like what he brings. I'm excited to see what his season, what does it look like this year? And I may be wrong. He may surprise me and come right out the gate strong and don't look back, right? But I just suspect you guys who have Clyde Hiller, like, if you know, if you see him a little slow at the gates, don't overreact, you know. I would say give him a couple of weeks to kind of get his feet under him, just because, again, it was a kind of weird offseason, but I think he definitely shows out. I'm excited about that matchup.
Well, thanks for that reassurance, Trey, because
oh yeah, you are owner, right? So I'm talking to you.
You're talking directly to me.
I'm talking to you
for that info, because if he didn't come out hot, I was going to just think about all those picks that I had to give up to get
him. I mean, I'm sure he's probably going to have you thinking about it. Listen, you had to play in order to move from where were you actually at in that first round prior to
11th pick.
So move from the 11th to the number one overall pick is going to cost, right? And you paid a hefty price. I would not deny that, but I think it is a price that actually can pay off. Like I said, I'm just a little concerned if it may not come immediately right away. It may be something where you're going to have to wait a little bit.
That's okay, though, because my running back core was it was hurting, right? So, I got Clyde with the intent of of year two, year three. But he had the potential for immediate impact, so I couldn't just ignore the fact that I may be able to get that immediate turnaround. I saw a team had a bad year, draft the top two running back, and then go right to the championship.
Right.
And that happened last year, right?
Yeah, so, right. True.
And we'll see if it pays out. You know, I'm sure that's what everybody's like hoping for, right?
Yeah, that's exactly that's a good point that I was actually going to bring up, was how, you know, if you remember Kareem Hunt, his very first run, because what did he do? He fumbled the ball.
He fumbled it, and I remember panicking. I was on the phone. I was like, yeah, what? Yeah, and I was just like, I can't believe it. I don't know why I started a rookie.
And
that's because, you're absolutely right, G. That's a great story that you bring up. That's exactly from that experience is why I say you got to have a little bit of patience.
But that same game, he finished with, like, almost historical numbers for a rookie.
Yeah, so like you, 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Know,
it's
going to tug with your emotions. Some games, I had to worry about the injury bug, being without my number one or number two running back, my number two pick, though. And, you'll pay almost anything for what you want. So that's how it is. That's how it's
gotta
be.
Yeah, it's a blockbuster trade in my league so far, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's something we definitely going to be watching, right, to see how that actually plays out for sure.
So what are you thinking about that Kelce matchup then? You think he's going to light it up? Like,
so
where are we going with that?
That was a great pick that I feel like I was able to get in free agency. I was really excited about it. I never had
been hardcore for Kelce.
I have 24 mil for Travis Kelce. He was somebody I never had before. Honestly, to be 100% transparent, I wasn't even looking at him prior to our draft. But the opportunity came available. I love him because I think he's like having a top receiver. On most weeks, he's going to give you that type of production. So
you feeling like he's going to give you wide receiver type production this week?
Yeah, even against Houston. Yep, yep.
Even
Houston, yes. I think, you know, they come out the gate. They got, you know, I feel like most teams that win a Super Bowl kind of get on the hype and they love their stuff because of COVID, right? I think Kansas City really didn't have that chance to kind of get too involved in that, you know, as far as being partying and so much, because a lot of that got cut off and shortchanged for them a little bit as far as the offseason, where you're the Super Bowl champs and everybody have you on their shows and you're traveling here, you're going there. They did some of it, but I feel like that may actually play to their advantage, where they're not too over or proud of themselves and get too caught up in another stuff. They focus right back in football. Right. And I'm definitely hoping that Kelce gets right back to it.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss a beat. Yeah,
I mean, at that cost, I would believe that.
Yeah,
I would pay that though. I'd pay that tab.
Pay that tab. That is a tab and you don't like to pay many tabs, G.
Yeah, I'm paying T.Y. Hilton 23 mil. I would definitely pay 24 mil
for mil,
Kelce.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I would, T.Y. isn't even on Kelce level to me. As far as tight ends go, that's a great position to have a player like that at.
Yes.
We're going to be watching, though. I hope it pans out. I hope that it does. We're going to see. We got some interesting ones. But, yeah, I think Kansas City comes back out. Andy Reid has them focused.
Point explosion.
I hope so, because I got Sandy and Hardman. I hope that they can
get going, huh?
Yeah, I hope they get it going, because it definitely make their stock go up. I need that.
Yeah, I see you got them on the sneak tip. But, yeah, I think that it actually gets away from Houston. I think they keep it close maybe in the first quarter, but I think it kind of gets away from and the Chiefs win going away.
So are we looking at, what's the over-under on 63 points?
I want to actually say, woo, pretty close.
Very close.
I'm thinking like, because I can see both of them getting, you know, almost 30-something points in the late 20s.
So this is going to be a game for fantasy players. Under 63. Okay.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah, same here. Under 63.
Under?
Yeah. I say it's like 59 points between the two. I can see that. Like 27-30.
Yeah, I'm slightly over. You could put me in on the over. I think there's going to be a point explosion on both sides. Deshaun's going to really try and match up with what Patrick's got going on.
Yeah, they both got paid.
Yeah, they both got paid. They are going to be showing out, you know.
That's the brick shot.
And I see Willie Philly catching some bomb, just like blowing someone out. But then on the flip, Tyreek Hill's going to also do it. So those are going to be like quick points, right?
It's going to be an exciting Thursday night game. And I'm excited about it, because most of the time, sometimes Thursday night games don't actually have that same type of, you know, excitement. But this one, whew.
No, it was a good matchup. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they knew. Open them gates.
Get back and ready for it.
For sure.
Delete.